This evening, I'm now sort of really coming out of my illness, and this evening I was feeling quite a bit better. And I took some DVDs to show to the devotees. Actually, we only got to see one, Srila Prabhupada's first visit with the Western devotees to Vrindavan. That was really a wonderful video. It's almost like a movie. It's in a story in itself. And the whole following Srila Prabhupada series is, as I mentioned earlier, so informative, inspiring, historically significant for those devotees who, and no one was in all the places Prabhupada was. Srila Prabhupada was the only one. Some were fortunate to be in some of the places, some very fortunate to be in many of the places. It gives us an opportunity to see what we now call the past. Here at the present, we're looking back at a historical epoch, and often the tendency is to think the good old days. And certainly for those of us who lived in those times and participated in the Krishna consciousness movement, they were certainly unique in many ways. But the most important of all ways in which the past was unique was that Srila Prabhupada was physically present with us. Still, the past is the past. We can't live in the past. We can take inspiration. And what is the inspiration that we take from the past? To live in the present and to realize that present is the time that Krishna has given us to live in, to take advantage of the facilities that he's given us, the association that he's given us of Vaishnavas, junior to us, our peers, our seniors, our spiritual masters, the association that he's giving us personally in the form of his deity, the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy name that he's giving us at present. Just as in years gone by when Srila Prabhupada would give us, that's what Krishna gave us. Krishna gave us those opportunities, and for those who didn't really live and take advantage of those opportunities, then they're a memory, but not really something that they're continuing to build on now, for some. And I mention that because we need to really live in the present. We learn from the past, and we make plans for the future, but we also don't live in the future. Sometimes people think that when I make this arrangement and that arrangement and so many facilities, then things will be better in the future. But no, our business is not to live in the future. We're living in the present, taking advantage of facilities received at the present in order to determine what our future is. And that is being Krishna conscious. We can say devotees were so lucky to have Srila Prabhupada's association, and yes, they were so lucky. And yet, Srila Prabhupada and Krishna in their wisdom decided that it was inevitable and also best. The devotees also learn how to live with them in another way. Just like we're always used to living with Krishna in that way, by dint of his vani, by dint of his instructions. Of course, Krishna is with us in his deity form, but then so is Srila Prabhupada. They determined that yes, if devotees accept this, learn how to live with these facilities which they are offering us, then the same thing can be achieved at present, what was available in the past. And that was all the facilities for perfection. Sometimes devotees experience difficulties at the present, but those difficulties are the tests that have been given to us at the present to see us, allow us to be face to face with our shortcomings and our assets in Krishna consciousness, where we have to strengthen our devotion, and where we're doing well going forward strongly. Don't think that the difficulties of today are something unwanted, that the future will resolve. No, the difficulties are the steps that help us go closer and closer to Krishna. Sukha dukkha, samaya kritva, labha labha, jaya jayo, happiness, distress, fame, infamy, success, failure. These are all the relative considerations of a conditioned mind. But for a Vaishnava, these are all stepping stones when seen in an absolute sense that bring us closer and closer to Krishna. And let us go closer and closer to Krishna. That is the future. That future is guaranteed for those who live at the present and learn from the past. One of the anecdotes was Giriraj Maharaj in the 1972 Gaur Purnima. And Giriraj Maharaj was speaking to Srila Prabhupada, saying that, Prabhupada, it seems that there are two things that really please you. One is distributing your books, and the other one is building this temple of the Vedic Planetarium in Mayapur. And Srila Prabhupada looked at him with open eyes, and he said, yes, you understood. And he said, if you build this temple, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur will personally take you back home, back to Godhead. So that's the future. If we perform those activities which the present allows us, and we've received so many instructions in the past from Srila Prabhupada, chanting rounds, following principles, distributing books, preaching people, dedicating our lives to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we do this now, whatever situation we find ourselves in now, in a brahmachari ashram, in a grihastha ashram, in India, in America, in Europe, on a farm, in a city, whether we may be working or living in a temple, anywhere. But if we do these things, then Srila Prabhupada pointed out, yes, you'll go back home, back to Godhead. That is our future. Therefore, for Vaishnavas who know that time is Krishna's energy, that kalosmi, Krishna says, time I am, this is Krishna, they see that there is a seamless continuum between past, present, and future. This is all simply a rope that is gradually bringing us back home, back to Godhead. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, let the past sleep. Don't live in the past. And what is that call? The future that is calling you back home, back to Godhead. We used to do kirtans like that in Montreal, Ludhama Shloka Prabhu. He used, in the middle of a ecstatic kirtan chanting Hare Krishna, he used to start singing, back home, back to Godhead, and he would sing back home, and we would all repeat back to Godhead, and we'd do this like a half dozen times, and it would just increase and increase and increase, and then go back to chanting Hare Krishna. So yes, the future is calling us. Just listen to the call of the future, and consider that whatever facility you have at the present time, or whatever lack of facility you have, that it's all Krishna's gift, and it's perfect, complete. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. There's nothing lacking. Everything is there. It's just a matter of us seeing what it is that Srila Prabhupada and Krishna have arranged for us. Hare Krishna.